Down south now to Bob Fanning, who's with Country Pride Co-op down there. Where is it, Winter or Kennebec?
Winter.
Yep. Okay. Well, you know, Bob, you guys are a little further south. You got some snow down there?
Well, we certainly have some, but it's mostly in ditches and fence rows and tree plantings and that kind of thing, where most of it is.
So are you pretty dry down there yet?
Well, I think it kind of varies some. I guess I haven't taken any soil samples for a couple weeks now, but when I was always running into moisture, you know, down to 2 feet. So, you know, I think most of the area is, I think we get away from winter, which we cover quite a bit of territory. So you get out, you know, some places, they are, I think, a little short, yeah.
So is the frost down there pretty deep?
Not really, no. Like I said, I've been out taking soil samples, and certainly a hydraulic probe is a lot easier than taking them by hand, as you probably know. But I never had any real trouble getting that probe in this winter, and I know last year there were some times that it was a big struggle.
Yeah. So you're out taking samples already?
Oh, kind of been taking them off and on continuously all fall and all winter.
So what's it showing, Ed? Do you quite got a fair amount of nitrogen down there?
Well, that varies a lot, too. I guess I run into some guys that maybe got some hail damage and obviously didn't take a lot of nitrogen out of the ground. And, you know, some guys that spread manure, they probably don't have so terrible much nitrogen, but some pretty heavy on some other nutrients. But it varies a lot, all the way from in the single-digit pounds per acre to, you know, quite a little.
So how's the winter wheat look down there? We keep hearing about it's tough in South Dakota, but yours look
well,
all right?
Well, yeah, I was telling you earlier, I have heard those kind of reports too, but certainly in this area, I don't see any big problem. Now, you know, I haven't been out really digging in fields, but I guess I've kind of looked at enough of them in the past that you kind of know when you get kind of a gray look to that residue on top. That's not such a good sign, but if you get that more of a tan look, it's usually pretty good, and I have seen some that's showing some green already.
Really? You got some breaking? Maybe this week, or?
Well, I think that'd be a stretch to say it's breaking dormancy, but maybe it's where quite a little snow laid and might never have really gone dormant.
Okay. So how does it look like it did survive pretty good? And I suppose you'll know that in the next couple of weeks, 3 months, or month.
Yeah, I'd say within a couple of weeks. We're due for some pretty nice weather this coming for about the next week or 10 days. So I think we're going to know pretty quick.
Going to have anybody out there digging?
Digging, as in?
Getting ready to out there and do some tillage?
Oh, I haven't heard of anybody really doing that, no. We've been spreading some fertilizer, not a great deal. We had to wait for the snow to go off, and now we've got some wet fields. But in the mornings when it's cold and frozen, we've been doing some spreading, and days that are cold, and primarily some grass and alfalfa, we've been spreading some fertilizer. But we're going to heat up pretty quick here before long.
Oh, you're going to go with some spring wheat in down there?
I know of several guys that plan on putting some spring wheat in, either because they maybe decide some guys will plant both winter and spring wheat. Some guys didn't plant any winter wheat, just didn't work for them, so they're going to put some spring wheat in. As far as what it compares to long-term average, I couldn't really tell you. Probably down a little, maybe, or pretty typical.
So they're sticking with corn or going to switch to beans?
Well, there's a fair number of guys that are planting at least some corn, but I think maybe the acres of corn are getting trimmed back a little bit. And I do hear talk about some guys increasing acres of beans, and some guys are planting beans that have never planted them before. So
well,
kind of tending to wait.
Any alfalfa or oats going in down there?
Well, there's several guys that are planting oats, and there's a fair amount of alfalfa raised in this country. I know of some guys that talked about putting some in.
I know, according to some of the planting intentions, that alfalfa acres might come up this year, and I was just wondering if down there was one of those areas.
I think it's possible, yeah.
Okay. Well, Bob, we'll talk to you later when that wheat starts breaking and see how it survives, because we keep hearing how bad it is, but yet I talk to people and they say, no, it looks pretty good so far. But we haven't lost, yeah. We haven't made it yet, though.
No, we're not completely out of the woods, but yeah, for now, I don't know of any big problems with it.
All right. Well, Bob, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you again later on.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, Bob. That's Bob Fanning with...